From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations makes a grim accusation. UN investigators say the Syrian government has carried out a huge extermination of civilian detainees. The investigation was based on interviews with more than 600 survivors and witnesses in Syria. Paolo Pinheiro heads the investigation.
Detainees are subjected to violations on a mass scale in governmental detention centers. Prisoners are routinely tortured and beaten, forced to live in unsanitary and overcrowded cells with little food and no medical care. Many perish in detention.
The report found that the Syrian government holds tens of thousands of those detainees, and at any given time, and thousands of people have disappeared after being arrested or abducted. German Chancellor Angela Merkel held talks with Turkish leaders, including Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu, in Ankara Monday on the growing refugee crisis. Dorian Jones reports.
Following their Monday meeting, Davutoglu said he and Merkel had agreed on several measures. The Prime Minister said German and Turkish agencies will start working together against people smugglers, adding that working with Germany, Turkey will increase joint police and security force efforts to stop illegal migration. Merkel also announced that NATO could help the EU border security force Frontex. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United Nations says at least 40,000 people in South Sudan are on the brink of starvation. It urged warring parties there to let aid deliveries into the country. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization said Monday that an additional 2.8 million people, that's nearly 25% of the country, are in need of food aid. This is VOA News.